Pittsburgh Steelers fans. This is Behind the Steel Curtain editor Dave Schofield coming at you again with the final Mike Tomlin press conference of the 2021 Steelers NFL season. Yes, this was the last one. The Steelers were eliminated from the postseason in the wild card weekend, and therefore Coach Tomlin did his season wrap-up press conference on Tuesday when he's normally scheduled, and this will be the last time we hear from Coach Tomlin in quite some time, and it will definitely be the last time that we hear from him as part of the 2021 season. So let's dive into it. Coach Tomlin did not talk about the last game. He did not talk about the game. He talked about the season as a whole, talked about things moving forward more than anything. But this was not like how he normally does on a Tuesday press conference where he sums up the last week's game before moving to the next one because there was no next one to move on to. So they weren't talking about that kind of thing. He did talk about how the season just, it comes to a screeching halt. You're playing, you're preparing, you do everything you can, you don't win, and it's done. Says he appreciates all the efforts. Wasn't just talking about players. He was talking about, you know, coaching staff, front office staff, everyone within the Pittsburgh Steelers organization and the efforts that they gave throughout the season. But, of course, you know, it wasn't good enough. They fell short of the ultimate goal. He said the way he said is it didn't live out their desires for the season. That was the exact words that Coach Tomlin used for that. He says that he's starting with the exit interviews, already doing some of them. Then he prioritizes the rookies and the first-year players and then the impending free agents. And then he'll finish it up with, like, the team captains. They'll be the last ones that he does. So that's just kind of said how that worked a little bit. And that came back when some of the other questions were asked of him. And he said that change is a part of the business. But he said something which I like to constantly remind people all the time. It's like, you don't change just for the sake of changing. So many times people are like, they need to change. Why do you think a change instantly means better? Changing just for the sake of changing isn't going to get it done. And Coach Tomlin and the Pittsburgh Steelers understand that. Coach Tomlin also talked about injuries for players. He didn't list anything by name, but he said, you know, minor surgical things, a lot of the surgeries and stuff with players, you know, were already done. They're not looking at any major surgeries of anyone going into this off season that he knows of. And the big thing is not major surgeries. The other thing that he says that he definitely does is, you know, talks with the young guys about their training habits and things for the off season and making sure that they're set up with how and where they're going to train. At that point, Coach Tomlin opened it up to questions, which there was an awful lot of questions there with some very interesting answers at times. There was brought up the fact that the offense, you know, averaged 6 points fewer than they did the season before. And he was asked to assess the offense. Coach Tomlin said he was comfortable with Matt Canada and that there were other factors involved and things like that, and he wasn't going to get into them at this time with things going forward. He was asked about, you know, is this moving forward without Ben Roethlisberger? Is that the plan of the Pittsburgh Steelers? Is there anything in question there? And he says, that's the plan, is, you know, they're moving forward without Ben. He was said that the other two quarterbacks, you know, that were on the roster, speaking of Rudolph and Haskins, that they're going to have an opportunity, and that there'll be competition, whether it be from each other or from other places. He didn't specify, but you'll find out later that, you know, they're still looking at for more at the position with some of the stuff that he was talking about. He was asked if when assessing the offense and everything, do you look at the fact that there were so many new players and coaches to that side of the ball? I think the question said it was 7 new players and 3 new coaches. I'm not sure if those numbers are exactly correct, but that's what was asked in the question. Coach Tomlin just says, you know, I don't see comfort in it. You got to be better, you know, regardless of how much turnover there was at on that side of the ball. And when it comes to quarterback, he said all options are on the table. He's talking about, you know, adding to it both free agency and the draft. You know, looking forward to the draft might might dictate what you do in free agency. And what you're able to do in free agency is going to dictate what you feel like you need to do in the draft. Says that him and Kevin Colbert speak plain English is the way that he talked about that. And we'll get more into Kevin Colbert later on. That bottom line is they're very upfront with each other with what they think and what they want to do. And they don't really are wondering if what the other really thinks. And something Coach Tomlin said later is not having any other agenda other than the success of the Pittsburgh Steelers is what Coach Tomlin says about himself, and has been verified by some other members of the media that if you know Coach Tomlin, that's the way he is. He was asked about staff changes, and he says he's not anticipating changes, but changes would not be unexpected. With a big one talking here about Keith Butler and the defense, and he said that he and Coach Butler had talked about it possibly being his last year with the Steelers. So that was a possibility. This was the last year he was under contract, whether it's Coach Butler wanting to move on or whether it's a retiring, whether it's whatever. But there was a conversation about this being his last go round in Pittsburgh. Looks like that happened, you know, not now, but had been part of a conversation prior to this. Coach Tom was asked about Joe Schobert and his, you know, his assessment from him. And he said that he wasn't sure what to expect because of when he was brought into the team. You know, that trade happened during the Steelers' second preseason game, which technically was week one of the preseason because the Steelers had the extra preseason game. So therefore, it was really hard to say because it was always jumping on that moving train. But you know, when you have an off season and everything, the expectations of what they do could be different. Was asked about JC Hasenauer and Kendrick Green, the center position. And he said that JC gave them a better chance to win down the stretch. And that part of the reason of drafting Kendrick Green was his position flexibility. You know, kind of like Ben Roethlisberger hinted about, you know, possibly going to guard. So that was attractive to them. But he's not giving up on Green at center at this time. That's not what that meant at all. Sounds like they're still going to be looking at possibilities at that position moving forward, which would be wise based on the play they got there this year. He was asked about Terrell Edmonds, what he thinks of, you know, of him going into free agency. He said one of the best things about Edmonds was his availability. And, you know, always logging so many snaps, even from his rookie year. And just we'll see where the road leads. He was also asked about Tyson Alualu and Stephon Tuitt, about their availability for next year and their plans, you know, between injury and age and all that other stuff. And Coach Tomlin's answer there was he simply hasn't met with them yet. Okay, I was trying to remember what this was. This was about Coach Canada, and did he have to tame down his offense based on what the Steelers had? And Coach Tomlin, he gave a longer answer on it, but the way he started it off really, I think, told you the true answer behind it. And he went with the infamous quote of, if you have red paint, you paint your barn red. So to me personally, I almost took that as, you know, Matt Canada has a certain way he wants to do things and a certain system that he has, but you can only do so much with the players you have. I had said earlier in the season, you know, a lot of times I felt that Matt Canada with Ben Roethlisberger was a bit of a square peg in a round hole. That what Matt Canada, how he wants to run an offense and what Ben Roethlisberger at his age can do with an offense didn't seem like the greatest fit. So we'll see. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes there. You know, a lot of stuff with Matt Canada is how was he interacting with the players? What was his attitude? You know, some people were critical of some of the play calling, and they're like, they should just let Ben call the plays. Well, we don't know when it was Matt Canada calling plays. It could have been him calling every play, still talking to Ben Roethlisberger in the helmet. It could have been Ben Roethlisberger calling so many more plays than we ever imagined in various times. You know, who made the decision to throw deep on the third and shorts in the playoff game, where a lot of people said it looked like Todd Haley was back again? Was that a Matt Canada call, or was that a Ben Roethlisberger decision? You know, a lot of things like that, that we don't have that information, that the Steelers have much better information about that in order to help gauge what they really want from various things. So Coach Tomlin said he was excited about the challenge of finding a new quarterback. You know, he's had Ben Roethlisberger his entire career. So now he's going into offseason when he doesn't. And it's the first time in his career he's going to do that. And he's excited for that challenge. Coach Holm was asked an interesting question about, you know, when he has his player meetings, how open is the suggestion box? And Coach Tomlin said, the size of the box depends on who he's talking to. You know, obviously the guys that have been around longer, you're wanting to get more information from them than, you know, maybe someone who joined the team partway through the season even. But one thing that he said is that their exit interviews is as much about him gathering information. You know, he listens a lot. You know, he's got to tell the players, you know, things, basically things from their season, things with, you know, they need to work on the offseason, things like that. But a lot of it is listening to hear what they have to say. He was asked about, you know, having one coaching position open of, you know, the offensive line coach, balancing hiring for internally versus, as Coach Tomlin referred to, as the field. You know, are you going internally to the field? And he talked a little bit about those, but in a way only Coach Tomlin can do, he said a lot of words without really saying a lot of things. And sometimes if you really want to dig into it, just about weighing all the options and things like that, and individually and collectively, you know, was thrown in there, I'm sure, when it came to that question. Then he was also asked about the guys returning from their ACL injuries in Devin Bush and Zach Banner. And he said he was appreciative of their efforts to get back, and it wasn't an easy process. He even said, you know, if you look at some of the data, 2022 might hold more information as to their return than even this past season, which, you know, you see an awful lot of times players come back from that kind of injury and they're not, you're not going to see who you really have, not that first year, that it might take to the next year. Then he was asked about the two corner free agents in Hayden and Witherspoon. And then he says that he values both guys and they have to evaluate what's best for all, and, you know, whether it's them or the field, as he said. Then he was asked about Kevin Colbert, and the reports of him possibly not returning after the draft. And he said that, you know, he's talked to him and he's leaving anything with that up to Kevin Colbert to address about his future. And he just expects for them to function the same right now going forward to free agency and the draft. He was asked about quarterback mobility, something that he's talked about before, and he says it is value. It is a key component of today's game. So that should tell you somewhere. He was asked about player regression. If a player, you know, takes a step back, and he says, and if it's more than one player at a position, do you look at that as the player? Do you maybe look at that as the coach? And he said that it's all of the above, you know, once again, individually and collectively, looking all of that, you know, some of it might be player, some of it might be coach. It could be a combination. Then he was asked about their salary cap situation. This year he says, you know, it does change what you can do with things with the Steelers. You know, like last year they go into it over the cap and having to make cuts. This year they go into it under, but they need to add players to get up to even have a full roster. And then that was actually the last question, but to finish off the press conference, Coach Tomlin, as only Coach Tomlin does, he said a thank you to the media, and, you know, and he appreciates them and the job that they do, and he hoped that he was able, you know, that he was able to cooperate in order to help them out in doing their job. So that sums up Coach Tomlin's final press conference of the 2021 season. Unfortunately, you might say unfortunately, some might say fortunately, it's on to 2022 at this point. The reason I say it's unfortunate is just because for me, it's the time component. It's knowing that I'm not going to see the Pittsburgh Steelers on the football field until the preseason in August. And that long time until I get to see that. Yes, the NFL has become a year-round thing because you'll have the free agency, you'll have the draft, you'll have OTAs and training camp into the preseason and everything else. But for me, this ultimately is about watching the Pittsburgh Steelers play football. And I'm not going to get to do that for a long time. So that's why I say it's unfortunate that it's on to 2022. But seeing the faults of this team in 2021, I can definitely see how moving on to 2022 is something that, you know, some fans were ready to do that very early in the 2021 season. And to me, I'm not moving on to anything as long as I have an opportunity to see the Steelers on the field, because ultimately it's those 60, sometimes more, minutes on the field each week is what this all comes down to. That's what it ultimately is the Pittsburgh Steelers playing professional NFL football and our ability to watch that, whether in person or on television or listen to it on the radio or whatever we do as fans, and to appreciate that. So we've got a long time coming, but there'll be a process in forming this next team. Don't know what to expect from 2022 at this point. Lots of holes, lots of things, but there's also a lot of potential to be able to fill those things in various ways. So I have to say this, although this is your last Mike Tomlin press conference that you're going to be getting for 2021, this is not the last that you're hearing from Behind the Steel Curtain in our podcast forums. All of our other podcasts, they're still going to be coming at you. We're still going to have our morning lineup of your Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Let's Ride, your Tuesday Live Mic, your Thursday Stat Geek with myself, your evening shows that are also on YouTube and Facebook Live. They'll still be coming at you. There'll be some name changes in there. The only thing you won't get is a post-game show, but you'll have another show in its place. There might be some shifting around of days and names of shows and things of that for the noon lineup, mainly based on it being the off-season. Those things will be coming, but we're still going to be your place to go for plenty of Steelers information on the podcast side. And of course, BehindTheSteelCurtain.com is still going to be your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. So that's the 2021 season. It's wrapped up. Coach Tomlin wrapped it up. It's kind of sad. The next time you'll hear from Coach Tomlin, it won't be in regards to Ben Roethlisberger's quarterback. That's never happened long term before. I mean, yes, he was out with injury in 2019 once the season started, but it was never about him never coming back. It's different, uncharted territory. It can be scary. It can be exciting. We'll see what the future holds. But the most important thing is go Steelers.